Stress tests are in, so now what?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. Just when we thought we could not anticipate any longer, the results are in on those bank stress tests. The government put 19 big banks on the elliptical machine to see how they might survive a bad recession. The overall effect has been to calm investors, but it's not like all is well. The government says these banks still need to raise nearly $75 billion. From Washington, Tamara Keith tells us how they plan to raise that healthy amount of cash.
J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, MetLife, Capital One, and Amex are all sitting pretty. In fact, American Express has become the first bank to formally say it wants to return government funds and escape from the TARP. For the banks told they need to build up a better capital buffer, the plans for generating cash vary. Wells Fargo and Morgan Stanley say they'll try to raise billions in fresh capital. Citigroup says it's planning to get the $5.5 billion it needs by converting preferred shares, a kind of debt, into common stock. The auto finance company GMAC says it will raise $11.5 billion, mandated by the Treasury, within 6 months. But it may need to ask the government for help. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
So the tests were done on 19 huge banks, which is not the whole financial system. There are thousands of small banks across this country that businesses and consumers depend on. What are their prospects? Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
Brian Battle has been advising small banks on how to get through the recession. He's a vice president with Performance Trust Capital Partners.
You go into self-preservation mode and you don't extend yourself because you want to live to fight another day.
You mean like a spy?
Sure, yeah, sure. And that makes you very suspicious and suspect and very careful about how you lend and what sort of risks that you take.
The problem is small banks have lent heavily to commercial real estate projects like office parks and shopping centers. But now fewer people are shopping, so stores can't pay their leases and malls are defaulting on their loans. Office parks are losing tenants, too. Rajiv Dhawan is the director of economic forecasting at Georgia State University.
This is a serious problem, and that is going to be the next shoe that is going to drop.
Already, there are rumors that President Obama's economic advisors are considering injecting money into small banks. So the bailout could live on. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
In other news, Toyota reported earnings this morning, and they are not Toyota-like numbers. The planet's top car maker lost nearly $8 billion last quarter and posted its first annual net loss since 1950, $4 billion of red ink. And Toyota predicts next year will be worse. Asian stock markets are already closed. They were modestly higher today. Major European markets are positive, between 1 and 2% higher. The Wall Street rally took a pause yesterday, with the Dow losing about 100 points, down to 8,409. New York Federal Reserve Chair Stephen Friedman has resigned amid questions about his relationship with Goldman Sachs. Friedman is a former Goldman chair. He stayed on its board even after Goldman was taken over by the Fed last fall. The Wall Street Journal has also reported that Friedman purchased $3 million worth of Goldman stock after the takeover. Friedman denies that he broke any rules.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. American Public Media presents the Poetry Radio Project. You can hear conversations with poets about the economy, music, cooking, and more at americanpublicmedia.org/poetry.
The government releases the April unemployment report later this morning. Analysts expect a net loss of 620,000 jobs for an unemployment rate of 8.9%, up from 8.5%. We often bring you the stories of Americans who are suffering through job insecurity, and that is a lot of people these days. It's not everybody. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson met a fellow in New York City who would like to get laid off. We won't use his name. We'll just tell you he was working for a startup a few years back, and his company got bought. So now he works for this large, well-known technology company, despite his best efforts.
Okay, so somewhere along the way, the economy went down a little bit, and the big company started to lay people off. What did you think on those layoff days?
The first round, I was 50-50. I was saying, well, if I get laid off, okay, but it's not great, but it's not the end of the world. If I don't, then at least I still have a job and can wait 6 months and see what happens.
Okay, so that was the first round.
So, second round, I was probably 65, 35, hoping to get laid off.
In this economy?
Yeah, well, it sounds a little counterintuitive, and as I've talked to my friends about this, some of them say you're crazy, some of them say, yeah, that should be fine, we know you, you'll land on your feet.
Why not just quit?
Well, money. I mean, you can get severance and unemployment.
How much severance are you looking at?
On the order of months.
And you would be able to do what?
Well, probably first I'd take a trip somewhere for a couple weeks and clear my head, and then come back and get back to startup world.
You want to be laid off in the next round?
Yes.
What are you doing to make that happen?
Well, that's a little tricky. You can't really ask to be laid off because that's essentially quitting. And I don't want to... I'm not doing anything unethical. I've been taking vacation as much as I can. I've been working from home a lot. Doing what I've been tasked to do, but nothing more.
How much vacation have you taken?
A lot.
Now, we're not using your name, but you are going on national radio with your voice to talk about this plan of yours. Is this a part of your attempt to get laid off?
Yeah. Maybe this will backfire and they'll just simply cut me. I don't know.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson there, bringing you the variety of American experience, interviewing a layoff wannabe on the streets of New York. So what's your story? Please share it with us at marketplace.org. Just click on the link that says contact. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke, hoping you have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.